Here is part of our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine. We're joined by Brian Zonley and Justin Hibner with Two Rivers Cooperative. Guys, thanks for joining us today. And Brian, I'm going to start with you, new general manager here at Two Rivers Cooperative. First few weeks in the role, how have things been going from your perspective at the in the start of the new position here at Two Rivers?
Sure. So there's definitely a learning curve. The great thing about it is we've got a great team here. A lot of people to lean on if there's questions or concerns. So just a great team, and it's definitely a learning experience.
And kind of just touching on some of those learning experiences and learning curves that you've encountered here in the early goings. I understand that you worked in the grain department kind of before this, and you're still doing some work with the grain department, but now you've got some other departments that fall under your purview now. And what have been some of the biggest challenges with just kind of learning some of that new stuff? And what's been some of the things that you've really enjoyed getting to learn about these other departments and how they operate?
Sure. I would say just learning about them as a whole, you know, how the petroleum and how the agronomy folks kind of operate and what goes on there. But, you know, Matt and Jay and Lonnie, they've been great to learn from. And any questions I've had, they've been more than willing to help out.
That's great to know. And I'm going to stick with Brian here real quick with Two Rivers because we talk about it. You're in the new general manager role. And with that, a lot of responsibility with that, but also a lot of things that you guys do here at Two Rivers Cooperative, working with our local farmers, our local livestock producers, different things like that. If you wouldn't mind just telling us some of the ways that you guys work with our local agriculture members and how they can get connected with Two Rivers Cooperative.
Yeah, you bet. Always, you know, open door policy is kind of our best policy here. So any questions on, you know, grain, feed, agronomy, or the petroleum side, there's a bunch of staff here willing to help out. And yeah, just a great team.
And real quick too here, one more question on that. And from a layman's standpoint, agronomy is kind of a newer term for myself, and I'm sure that our listeners maybe will look it up online or something to that effect. But if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about agronomy, what that is, and giving our listeners just a little bit more of a baseline as to what agronomy is.
Yeah, you bet. So all of our agronomy will be all your crop inputs, so your seed, chemicals, fertilizer, basically anything that goes into growing the crop. It would be our agronomy services.
Great information to know. We're talking to Brian Zonley and Justin Hibner with Two Rivers Cooperative. And Justin, we'll move over to you as we get ready for planting season, which is, I know, a big time of the year for our local farmers. And as it relates to planting season, what are some of the things you're hearing from some of our local farmers here as planting season kicks off?
I think we've been pretty fortunate that we've had a warm spring, you know, pretty early on. And so it's allowed those guys to go out and, you know, start to do the field work and prep work for actually planting. And so, yeah, they've been able to make a little bit of progress here in the last week or two. And, it looks like maybe some chances of rain and maybe cooling off a little bit might be kind of slowing these guys down just a touch. But overall, everybody, I think, has been able to get a pretty good start if they wanted to.
And before we come back and touch a little bit more on the actual planting itself, one thing that I wanted to touch on with this that I think is always important is with planting season means more machinery on the roadways, means more farmers out and about. For both our farmers and for our general public, when it comes to planting season, what are some of the best safety tips that you guys pass along here at Two Rivers Cooperative to ensure the safety of not only our local farmers when they're in that heavy machinery and things like that, but also our general public that they should know to be on the lookout for when they're on area roadways?
For the general public, you know, we always try to stress to, be patient, take your time. There's going to be slow. I mean, it's Iowa. There's going to be slow traffic on the roads. Between all the equipment that's out there. It might not be as fast of a trip as what you want it to be. But yeah, ultimately, in order to have it be safe, you know, we need to slow down and make sure that we're paying attention to what's going on around us and try to be as safe as possible. So everybody stays safe. And I think, you know, what we try to stress with farmers too is on the farmer side of it, is it's easy to run yourself ragged this time of year, especially if you're trying to, you know, beat a rain or beat a deadline for some reason. But, to try to stay focused when you're out there. Once we lose focus, that seems to be when accidents happen. And, make sure to get some rest and not run yourself too ragged to where you just can't concentrate like maybe you should be, and therefore maybe some of the safety slips a little bit.
And one other thing that kind of goes along with the planting season, and one thing that I know we've talked about in the past, is drought conditions. And I know when you look at the U.S. Drought Monitor report, we haven't necessarily seen any relief here locally within Marion County. There's been just a little bit of relief maybe over in Warren County and maybe in some surrounding communities, but Marion County just really no relief with the drought and things like that, and maybe even some of the chances for rains and maybe a little bit more activity and the weather this spring and summer. What's kind of the thing that you're hearing as it comes to, or as it relates to the drought here in Marion County and how that's affecting the start of planting season?
It seems like we haven't gotten a whole lot of reprieve from the drought, but we've gotten a few rains that have helped out, certainly, but we still got a ways to go if we're going to totally get ourselves out of that, you know, off the drought monitor, having a color over top of us on that map. Some other areas in the state have gotten, you know, a lot more reprieve than we have. We're still... It seems like when we get a forecasted rain, we don't get as much as what they say we're supposed to. And that, you know, that's kind of a typical thing to have happen when you're still in drought conditions. And, you know, one thing to look for moving forward is going to be the predictions that they've got now for us transitioning to out of El Nino into La Nina. Now they're upping those chances. I just read today, actually, I believe it was 60% chance of transitioning to La Nina in that June to September timeframe, or June to in that June to September timeframe. So it sounds like pretty good odds that we're going to be back into La Nina, which is typically hot and dry for the Midwest, namely Iowa. So we'll see. We got a long ways to go.
Again, thanks to Brian Zonley and Justin Himner with Two Rivers Cooperative for joining us on our special edition Salute to Agriculture News Magazine here on KNIA and KRLS.